Welcome to the Huntington Way Show, where we help parents navigate the educational maze. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, author and founder of InspirationalHomeschooling.com. Today's guest is Dana Beasley, and she has a unique approach to homeschooling, given that she had a special needs child that she homeschooled. Before we get started, I want to thank our sponsors, Inspirational Homeschooling and the Huntington Learning Center, for bringing this show to you. You're listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. Welcome to the show, Dana.
Thank you, Yvonne. It's a privilege to be here.
Oh, it's a privilege to have you here. Let's start out with sharing your journey into homeschooling.
Well, I was a reluctant homeschooler. My son went to a private Christian school in kindergarten and first grade, and he was like a round peg in a square hole. And so I realized that I needed to homeschool him. And then I had him evaluated, and it came out, it really dawned on me that he had Asperger's. I didn't know anything about autism at the time, so it was a whole new learning curve to me.
Yeah.
And so I realized that my son needed to come home, be homeschooled, and he needed to have hands-on learning. And so that began my journey, and I never looked back since.
Wow. So trying to figure out how to homeschool an Asperger's child must have been very difficult. Can you tell me a little bit about that journey?
Wow. Well, I had to learn that he had a tough time transitioning. So I had to figure out how to get him to transition from one activity to the next. I had to learn how he learned best. And a lot of times I didn't get it right. You know, I would think that he learned best through visual when it was actually auditory and things like that. So it was completely out of my realm of experience, having been a Sunday school teacher, a camp counselor, and that kind of thing beforehand. Like, well, you know, he learns completely different than I do. And so finding that and finding out that really the way he best learned was by learning himself and researching. Like early on, he would learn all about the dinosaurs, and there was no way I could teach him that stuff. And to this day, I know he knows all that information. Did the same thing with World War II, you know. So more and more I let go and let him excel on his own, the more knowledge he gained. And so, you know, that was kind of how we learned together.
That's awesome. So you really, you know, and this is one of the special things about being a homeschool parent, is you really get to know your child, how they learn.
Yes.
And, you know, just how to work best with them.
Yes.
So how did you decide to start the Explorers Creativity Club?
Well, Explorers Creativity Club started out of doing a unit study called Konos that we did. And my son is an only child, so we didn't have any kind of social outlet. We would try, but things wouldn't work. And so I decided to create this club all based on activities, play activities like lighting up volcanoes and making astrolabes and those kinds of things. And so I did that for a while. And then when he got to about high school age, I noticed that, one, my son, being autistic, was spending a lot of time in front of the computer. And I noticed that the computer game he was playing a lot was a medieval skirmish game.
Okay.
And I had grown up loving pretend play. I used to play Narnia when I was a kid. And then I taught that to my nieces and nephews, who taught their siblings, etc., until my nephew Jacob was taught by his siblings, and he grew to love role-playing games, Society of Creative Anachronism, all this stuff. And we got to talking about it, and we decided through this Explorers Creativity Club that we were going to do LARPing. And so we started that in 2017, mainly to get my son more engaged. And I'll tell you, it's worked, because now he's my assistant.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're dressed up beautifully today.
Thank you.
So,
tell
me about your role in LARPing.
So yes, I played Queen Amatrian, or the Healing Mother. And when I was a kid, I spent my time creating worlds like Lord of the Rings and Narnia. And I had a poem that I wrote about an Amatrian, and that was her name. So when we did the LARPing, I decided to make a character that was a queen of the continent that I call Capisay, And so, I based her off of that poem that I wrote, Amatorian, which means purple flower.
Wow. Yeah. So you created the character and then the world,
The
so to
world,
speak, too.
yes, and my nephew had his own world, and so we, he had his world and I had mine, and we would jump from world to world and other worlds. So it's kind of like all these different realms, kind of like Narnia, where you have all these portals and you go to all these different realms.
Okay, well, that's so neat. So how often do you meet for the Creativity Club?
It's 3 times a month through
Okay.
September and April, and then we have what we call a knighting award ceremony in May. My
Wow.
husband actually takes a real sword and knights the kids.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
So what is involved when you meet? What do you
Okay, so
do?
it is action-packed. Right now we have mostly boys and a few girls. Funnily, when we started, we had more girls than boys. But anyway, we meet. First thing we do is they're on my lawn and they have their swords that's made out of PVC pipe and pipe foam and electric tape. And so they're out there fighting or ditch battling, as we call it. And then so they do some rounds, like some of them might be strictly what we call melee, which is, they have 3 hit points. If they're hit 3 times, then they're out, etc. We have ground rules like no hard hitting and things like that, no personal shots. We explain the ground rules. But anyway, so we might do some magic rounds. We might do some games like Capture the Flag or King of the Hill or something like that. And then they come inside, they have snack. They might, and these are on the Thursdays that we do the what I call the classes.
Okay.
But I'm not sitting down and doing any kind of lectures. So anyway, so they'll come in, have a snack, they'll have social time. They'll get to know one another. They might play chess. We'll do a craft, like make the boffer swords, or like last time we're doing Greek history right now. So we made labyrinths out of those little flat rocks, and put them on cardboard. I had a blast at that. So we'll do some kind of craft, and then I will do a role-playing game that we're just sitting around in the living room. We'll do a game. I'll go through a storyline. And this year, I usually incorporate history, and this year it's ancient Greek history. So we're going through all the Alexander the Great stuff. And so I'll create a history, or I'll do a story based on, first of all, a Bible passage, because this is a faith-centered, Christ-centered organization or company. And so this year we're doing hidden gems that God's placed inside of you. So I incorporate this story where they have to find a hidden gem, and it correlates to a Bible passage that I've studied and written a devotional for. So for instance, they have to find an emerald that tells them that they have value and things like that. So then I incorporate the Greek history all into my world of a prey. It's so much fun to write. And this has developed over time how I've done this. But yeah, so, and I know like the first year we incorporated the salvation bracelet in our stories. They had to go find relics that corresponded to the salvation bracelet. Yeah, so it's, yeah, so, and then if we have, oh, and then I'll explain the devotional, and then I'll explain the history. So I do that after the activities, so they go, oh, I understand now. Wow, that I just played that. I get it. And then what if we have time, I try to make sure I always have time so that they could go outside and they will play usually hide and seek around my whole property. But the thing is they don't tag. They sword fight. And so that's the Thursdays. Then the Saturdays we do the ditch battling, we have the social time, but we do the actual live action role playing. So I do the storyline where we're acting it out, improv. So that's the difference. And then they have a, I provide them a little store like Awana's, where they all this time they're earning coins, plastic things, little gems that I get that are cheap. And then I have a little store for them so they can buy toys that I get from Dollar Tree or Five Below or something like that.
Wow, that's neat. So you're incorporating that action into that learning, and I think that's very precious. When we come back, we're going to talk about the benefits of this LARPing and some of Dana's books. Welcome back to the Huntington Way Show. You're listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. I thank Inspirational Homeschooling and the Huntington Learning Center for bringing this show to you. I'm speaking with Dana, and we are talking about role playing and home educating in this unique way. Mm-hmm. Dana, we have been talking about the Creative Explorers Club, and I want to know, like, how do the students benefit from this?
So the students benefit by getting out of their world, especially if they are special needs, or not even. I mean, computers and technology is such a draw that sometimes it can completely overtake them, and they're not spending time out exercising, getting to know other kids. So that's a very big benefit that I've seen, especially with my son, is just bringing him out of that world, and he's engaged, he's meeting other people, and that's what these kids do. They make friends, they make genuine friends. Aww. And their parents make friends, and it also helps academically. You know, there were two students in the beginning, that the very first one that we did, that they hated writing. They absolutely hated these two kids. You know, they had Asperger's. And they, what we do is I have them write a character, and I have this process where they write down, I kind of guide them through it, and they loved it. And so then they started writing novels.
Wow.
It's really exciting to see that. And then also team building and problem solving it's, you know, you have to, you're competing against another team. And so you have to figure out, okay, what's our strategy? How are we going to do this? What are we going to do? And I've done some unusual things. Like one time I had got a bunch of boxes on each side. I had a ton of boxes, and they had to build a fort. And so they had to work together to figure out how to do this, how to beat the other team. And yeah, so, and just that sense of belonging, I think that's one of the biggest things, because now I know as a kid, as a quote unquote neurotypical, I didn't feel like I belonged as a teen.
Right.
And so I provided a welcome place where these kids, these preteens and teens, can feel like they belong, and they can have creative expression. You know, they can create their characters. They can wear costumes if they want. And they can think of wild stories. Like, I have this one kid who, you know, he's constantly bringing in the beans to defeat the enemy or a rat that he has, you know, or something like that. So there's just so much creativity in what, you know, they're able to do.
Yeah. So you expand their minds,
I
get
do.
Them thinking.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
Inspire them to mm-hmm. write or mm-hmm. whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
To, like, you know, world build is such that I spent my teen years world building. You know, I've created languages, I created whole worlds, I have maps of them, you know, I created stories, and that is such a beneficial thing for anyone to be able to do. It's such a creative exercise.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're working through this creative role playing, and you were talking about how you were coming up with all these things. Now, did that lead you to writing a curriculum?
Well, you know, it's like, it's kind of an evolution of how this happened. I had no idea what was going to go on when I started, but it's turned out that I will do the devotional first for my own personal time. And then I will write that for the kids. And then if we're doing a history unit, because we do ancient history 1 year, and then we do medieval, then Renaissance, then early modern, and then we'll go back to just pure fantasy. That's kind of our thing.
Okay.
So I'll research the history, and I'll write a little guide. You know, this is what happened when, like last time it was one of the battles that Alexander the Great did. And so I'll write that up. And then I will put that all into the storyline for the day. So I have to write three different storylines three times a month with three devotionals and three history things. And then if I get time, I'll put it on our website for the members to, you know, enjoy and read later and delve into it more.
That's neat.
Mm-hmm.
So you wrote a little book too, The Lost Art of
yes.
Play. Can you tell
so,
me about that?
So I wrote a book, my nephew helped me, called The Lost Art of Play. And it's a very brief overview of why play is important, and I did a lot of research into this, and you know, all the stats, all of the information about it, condensed it, talked about our own experience, my experience with my son. I have a guide on creative things to do with your child as far as play, because play-based learning is so important. I remember, like, when I was in school, I don't really remember much about elementary school. What I do remember is when we did a role-playing game about the Oregon Trail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so that is the kind of thing that I remember from my school, which I won't tell you how long ago that was. But play is such an important part of anybody's life. Children, adults, it's so important, and that's what I inspire parents to think out of the box and to incorporate play into their homeschooling.
Yeah, and that makes sense. I mean, we all enjoy books, movies, you know, and kind of just thinking outside the box and, you know,
Right, so
letting go.
I'm encouraging parents to, instead of being a consumer of that, which
Right.
is fine to some degree, to actually be actively engaged and to be involved in their kids' lives doing that. Because I will tell you that, you know, my son's 22, he still lives at home, and we are so close.
Yes.
And it's because of the homeschooling, and because I realized, thanks to somebody named Danny Rady with Asperger Experts, that I need to get involved in my son's world. And it was the video games, it was the medieval skirmishes, and it was other things that I got involved in, and that's why we're so close.
That's really precious.
It is.
Yeah. And I love that as homeschooling parents, we are involved with our kids.
Yes.
And it really does make a difference in those
It's
relationships.
huge, huge, because relationship comes first.
Yes. So tell me a little bit about the devotionals that you do, because you're talking about the devotionals that you do with the Creativity Club.
Yes.
So you wrote a book about that as well.
So one of the first things I did with my company, Angel Arts, and yeah, so we were going through a really tough time through the Great Recession, and we lost a vacation rental house to foreclosure. And so I was studying words in I had blessed, and blessing in the Bible. And I wrote, and I was writing my own personal devotional. That's how I do my quiet times. And so I was going through this hard time, and I thought, you know, instead of just overly, oh, woe is me, how terrible, life is awful, I decided to write it and publish it into a devotional, and it became the 31-Day Blessings Journey. And so I take 31 of those devotionals that I wrote for myself, and I turned it into a devotional for others. It's for our whole family. It includes activities for kids. There's space for journaling in there, and there's also places where here you could do for further study. So if you want to know more about the Sermon on the Mount, because you know that's a huge part of blessing is the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are you, et cetera, you know. So there's a lot of that for further study. And then I have a companion. It's kind of like a bullet journal where you can write down your prayer requests, you can write down your blessings, all of that kind of thing.
Awesome. Now, tell me about this last one, your guidebook to a growing a family economy.
Yes. So I love entrepreneurialism. I'm an entrepreneur. That's my heart. And my main role or my main training is in graphic arts and branding. So I decided to take my experience and turn it into a course to help others become entrepreneurs. And I had a fledgling one called Brand Identity Quest before I wrote this, your guidebook to growing a family economy, that my husband did. He was my guinea pig. So he started Essential Pillar Architecture, and then I helped other mainly homeschooling families start their own businesses. And then I wrote this curriculum, your guidebook to growing a family economy, specifically for homeschooling families to teach their teens. So it's a process where, first of all, you learn what your passions and callings are, and you do things like take spiritual gift tests, take a personality test, you write down your goals, your dreams, your gifts, all this, you know, your talents and all that. And so then you You do that, and it guides you through a process of figuring out what kind of business you want to start, how to name it, how to write a slogan, and then how to actually, there's a graphic design tutorial in it. So you learn how to do, you learn the basics of graphic design. You design a logo and a business card and a web banner. And so that's what you have by the time you're done with the curriculum or the video course, which I'm developing.
Oh, that's awesome. So, real quickly, tell me the name and mission of your company.
So the name of my company is Angel Arts, and our mission is to reach the marginalized for Christ. Now, marginalized to me could be homeschooling families, anybody basically who is hurting. And so what we do is we help them reach new heights in their lives and beyond so that they can become closer to God.
Wonderful. Hey, I'm so thankful that you joined me today, and thank you for sharing about all of your resources and your heart for the kids, the homeschooling kids
Yes.
and the special needs children.
Yes, it's a
So,
big, big thing for me.
yes, this has been the Huntington Way Show. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, and we support you in educating your kids. Thank you for joining us.